Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Al-Qamar. In this regard, there are two narratives which are found in two of our tafsir books, and both of them have very similar texts. However, since they have a slight difference in them as well, I'll read out these texts separately before you. One of these texts is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir. And it is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the words are: Man qara surat al-qamar fi kulli ghibbin ba'asahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah wa wajhuhu mislu al-qamar laylat al-badr, which means that a person who recites Surah Al-Qamar on alternate days, the Almighty will raise him on the Day of Judgment such that his face will be similar to the brightness which is found in a full moon. So the brightness which is found in a full moon, the person's face who recites Surah Al-Qamar on alternate days will have the same brightness on his face as well. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, it needs to be understood that it has been regarded to be totally concocted and fabricated by Hafiz ibn Hajar because of the existence of two extremely weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who was regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other person is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, who is regarded, about whom we know that there are a number of issues about him. And I'll read out the comments of various Rijal authorities about him from Hafiz Mizzi's Tehzib al-Kamal. So, thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says about Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini that he's laysa bishay. Another opinion that Yahya has about him is that Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he's laysa bi hujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. Now, Abu Zurra and Imam Abu Hatim say that he is Za'if. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash regard him to be matruk. Another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is that he's laysa bi siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Bughvi says, Za'iful hadith chiddan. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash also says that he's a kazab, that he's a great liar. As far as the other narrative is concerned, the text reads in Salbi's tafsir from Ubay ibn Ka'b thus. This narrative, as I said, is also reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the words are: Man qara surata iqra wa tis'a fi kulli ghadatin bu'isa yawm al-qiyamah wa wajhuhu ala surati al-qamar laylat al-badr. وَمَنْ قَرَهَا كُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ كَانَ أَفْسَلْ وَجَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَوَجْهُهُ مُسْفِرٌ عَلَى وُجُوهِ الْخَلَائِقِ, which means that a person recites Surah Al-Qamar every morning, the Almighty will raise him on the Day of Judgment such that his face will be has the same brightness as the brightness of the full moon. Similarly, a person who recites this surah every night, then this is even better, and he will come on the Day of Judgment such that his face will be bright on other people. It will cross its brightness on other people, the rest of mankind, which will be present on the Day of Judgment. Now, this narrative too is regarded to be is absolutely weak because of the existence of two very weak narrators. One of them is Makhlad bin Abdul Wahid, and the other one is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Now, as far as Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid is concerned, Abu Hatim says that he is Za'iful Hadith, and Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkarul Hadith Chittan. And as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is concerned, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following comments from various Rijal authorities in his book Tehzib al-Kamal. Ibn Sa'd says that fihi zurf wa la yuhtajju bihi. And there are more than one opinions attributed to Ahmad ibn Hanbal about him. And they are laysa bil qabi, laysa bi shay, and za'iful hadith. So all these three comments have been made by Ahmad ibn Hanbal about Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Similarly, there is more than one comment which Yahya ibn Ma'in is reported to have given regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. And these are, Laysa bi zakil kabi, Za'if, Za'ifun fi kulli shay, Laysa bi shay, and Laysa bi hujja. So all these five comments have been given by Yahya ibn Ma'in about Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. Similarly, Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's wahil hadith. And another comment about him is that Za'if and La Yuhtajju Bihi. And in this regard, Hafiz ibn Hajar and Imam Nasai says that he is Za'if. And the opinion of Abu Zurra about him is that he is Laysa bil Qawi. So we can see that this narrative also cannot be regarded as reliable because of the existence of Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid and Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. So all in all, we can say that the best way to achieve or to reap the blessings of a surah is to have a living relationship with that surah. And that can only be achieved if we understand the meanings of that surah, if we reflect on the meanings of that surah, and if we communicate these meanings to others and disregard such narratives which are absolutely baseless and whose ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot be established. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.